Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world. One particularly troubling facet of that war is the extent to which I think it is now palpable the Obama administration is intensifying the dangers associated with it by creating threats to public safety. Our first guest is a man who has had hard experience with a number of these kinds of threats to public safety in the past, including losing his own father to an act of terrorism and losing another family member to the terrorists of 9/11. He is Joe Connor, the co-author of terrific book The New Founders. You can find his collected works at wewinamerica.com. He has testified on several occasions, major importance to the national interest, and he appears with us from time to time, for which we're always very grateful. Joe, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Let's just reflect on some of the ways in which the current threats to public safety are manifesting themselves. Perhaps we could begin with your thoughts on the release of five global jihadists by the president to almost certainly return once again to the fight.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right on that. I think it's the release of the terrorists that's the important part and not who we got in exchange so much. This was designed to get those five prisoners out, regardless of who it was we were getting in exchange. That was sloppy. That was vetted improperly by the government, of course. But their real goal was to get those five guys out, and their stated goal from 2009 has been to close down Guantanamo Bay. And if they can get the five worst guys out, how do you justify keeping the rest of the prison open? So that absolutely puts us in jeopardy, all Americans, not just servicemen. Look what these Taliban fighters got back. They got five generals in exchange for, you know, a corporal or a sergeant, and that's just going to encourage more and more of this kind of terrorism and abducting our soldiers and our people.
Well, that's the thing that I'm so concerned about all of this, Joe Connor, is that as we know from the doctrine of the people who have perpetrated this jihadism against us time and time again, if they see us submitting, it is a flashing green light. Indeed, it is a God-directed mandate to engage in even more of the violence to make us, as they say in the Quran, feel subdued. Talk a bit, if you would, about, in addition to that, the release by the Obama administration in 2013 alone of 36,000 illegal aliens who were convicted of crimes, in many cases violent crimes, in this country. What about that in public safety?
Well, I think this administration and the previous one, I'm talking about the Clintons, where so many of the Clinton people have come onto the Obama administration, including Hillary Clinton herself. You have Eric Holder, Susan Rice. There's a slew of these people who have crossed lines, and it is not a surprise that they would release these drug dealers. But it wasn't only drug dealers. It was violent criminals. It could potentially be terrorists. And given their background, I mean, Eric Holder was responsible for guiding Bill Clinton to, admonishing Bill Clinton to release the FALN terrorists, offering them clemency that killed my father. So if you would release 14, it was actually, they gave clemency to 16, 14 accepted it, one stayed and one was on parole. But if you were to let out 16 hardened terrorists, what would stop you from releasing a drug dealer? You know, you set the bar at terrorism, and it can only go lower than that. And, you know, the person who has seen this stuff go on, out of these 45,000 or 40,000 people they're talking about, were there certain people that they wanted out? And they're willing to send up an umbrella, a smokescreen, to have those certain people as part of this release to mask it. And I put nothing past these people.
Well, and drill down, if you would. You testified in 2009, as I mentioned, in the Senate against Eric Holder's confirmation as Attorney General of the United States. I think, if anything, his record in that job after he was subsequently confirmed, despite your recommendation, has only borne out your warnings. Talk a little bit about Holder, the kind of attitude and role that he's been playing in this, threat to public safety.
Yeah, Eric Holder orchestrated, masterminded, engineered the release of these FALN terrorists. Hillary Clinton was looking for some traction in New York when she was going to be running for senator in 2000. And they came up with this idea, if they released these terrorists, and they didn't think anyone was going to fight them, and that's where they were wrong. They thought if they released these terrorists, she would get some traction with the Puerto Rican group, constituents in New York. And so when they offered the clemency, they rejected it. So there was 30 days that they stayed in prison discussing whether they're going to accept it or not, all the while Holder trying to push them out. So finally, one of the FALN, Oscar Lopez Rivera, turned it down. And then after 30 days, the rest of them finally accepted it, walked out of prison on September 10th, 1999. And it was all a political move by the Clinton administration with Eric Holder to release terrorists for political gain. So I said at the time he was playing Russian roulette with the American people by releasing these terrorists. I was proven, unfortunately, correct when it came to like Fast and Furious, when it's come to Benghazi, when no one's been prosecuted. And there's probably 1,000 other things that I could point to proves.
Not least, Joe Connor, the role that Eric Holder evidently played in clearing the way for the release of these five Gitmo jihadists to the Taliban. This is really a sordid story, but before we run out of time, Joe, I just want to turn to this fellow you mentioned, Oscar Lopez Rivera, who is the unrepentant perpetrator of the murder of your father, among other crimes, who, thanks to your efforts and those of your brother, remains incarcerated, but not for want of trying on the part of others to have him sprung, including a prominent figure in New York City. Talk a little bit about that and again, the implications for public safety of these kinds of transactions.
Sure. You have Oscar Lopez turned down, as I mentioned before, Clinton's clemency. And we didn't know why exactly he did it, except that it had some conditions. Like, you had to renounce violence. You had to disassociate with other terrorists. So those were probably, we thought at the time, the reasons. That was 1999. He refused parole all the way up until 2011, when all of a sudden he accepted a parole hearing. And it was shortly after Carlos Torres, one of the other FALN members, was paroled. So we went out to Terre Haute, Indiana, and sat in the federal prison across a table from this terrorist, and we found out that he said that he refused the clemency in 99 because Torres hadn't been released and he was the captain going down with his ship. So he had gotten freedom, he turned it down, and now you have the whole group led by Melissa Mark-Viverito. She's a this number two in New York City, a city where my father grew up, pushing for his release. Now, no one was ever convicted of the Francis bombing that killed my dad, but the FALN claimed responsibility, and Oscar Lopez was a member of the FALN. That is, he was part of the conspiracy, and once you are part of a conspiracy, you are responsible for the acts of that conspiracy under the law. Osama bin Laden didn't fly any planes into the World Trade Center, yet I think we were all convinced that he was properly taken down as he was. Oscar Lopez was convicted. He tried to escape from prison twice with heavy weapons, machine guns, blasting caps, plastic explosives, armored piercing shells, and a helicopter to get himself out of Leavenworth. He was convicted of weapons possession, of bombing material, of threatening bombing U.S. the government, and was part of the conspiracy that was convicted of 28 bombings in the Chicago area that maimed people severely. So we have a guy who was not a political prisoner. He wasn't out in the streets looking for Puerto Rican independence. He was bombing people, and he was a Marxist. The FALN was a Marxist communist organization, and when you hear the claims that he wanted independence for Puerto Rican people, no. He wanted to enslave the Puerto Rican people under a Cuban-like Marxist regime. That's what his goal is. That's what Viverito, and I would just say to the people out there, please contact any Puerto Rican leaders that you know, your representatives. We have to shine a light on this because I'm horribly convinced that in Obama's last days in office, he will he will offer clemency again to Rivera. I mean,
well,
it
certainly seems likely coming from Eric Holder as a recommendation, but this case of Melissa Mark Viverito is scandalous. And Joe Connor, thank you for all that you do at Fox News and in your writings at National Review and elsewhere to raise the alarm about these kinds of threats to public safety and to hold the line against them. Co-author of The New Founders and just an extraordinary human being. It's a privilege to know you and to have you with us. Thank you for joining us, and come back to us again very soon. Next up, we'll be talking with Russ Ramsland about another facet of this threat to public safety, the illegal immigration, the surge the administration has created. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.